You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Such a great honor, privilege, and opportunity to come and minister to you. I trust the Lord that I'll be a blessing to you in this session, and your life will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to shout a good amen. I wanted to introduce some of more of my books to you, but I think they are yet to bring it. But I want to encourage you. There are books there on finance, books on the creative edge. But then there's a Bible there. It's a very unique Bible. I am the only one on earth who have produced this prayer Bible. It has 15,000 prayer points. 15,000 prayer points. And it covers over 400 topics. So anything you want to pray about is already in it. And it is going to bless you tremendously. How many are ready for the word this afternoon? If you are ready, I'd like you to shout, I'm ready. Say it very loud, I'm ready. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, Joshua said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thine mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according as is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. God wants you to succeed. Jesus also talked about a farmer who went out to sow seed. And when the man sowed seed, he sowed on four grounds. Some seed fell on stony grounds. Some fell. Oh, okay, the books are here. Let me just quickly mention the books. The first book I'm going to tell you about is 30 Reasons Why You Should Own Your Own Company. 30 Reasons Why You Should Own Your Own Company. Your company is the vehicle with which you will carry the blessing to the people. Your company is the one with which you can propagate blessings. Your company is that with which you can leave a blessing for your coming family. The second book is The Creative Edge. Most of the companies who are doing well in our world today are companies that came out of somebody's creativity. And I pray that your creative edge will manifest in Jesus' name. The third book I want to mention is how to provoke God's visitation in your life. You need God's visitation. You need God to visit you. The fourth book is The Power of the Tithe. 14 Reasons Why You Should Tithe. And 29 Blessings of the Tithe. Don't let anyone confuse you. Don't let anybody tell you tithing is not important. There's no time to teach about tithing. I will have just shown you how that, contrary to its ending, rather, Jesus chose to affirm it by his ministry. Let me just give you an illustration. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 20, down to chapter 7, verse 17, the Bible says four times that Jesus is a high priest after the order of who? After the order of who? After the order of Melchizedek. When Jesus came, there were two orders. He could have lined up with that after the order of Aaron. And he could line up after the order of Melchizedek. He did not line up after the order of Aaron, which ended. He lined up after the order of Melchizedek, which is continuous.
And when you are part of an order, you do what the order does. The order of Melchizedek receives tithe. What should Jesus do? Receive tithe. This book will change your life. I wrote it 15 years ago, not knowing that there will be a lot of argument about tithing. It will bless you. I have two books here that will bless you. All the men in the house, somebody, all the men, say amen. This book is very funny. It says, so you call yourself a man. So you call yourself a man. 101 differences between a Boaz and a bozo. There are Boazes in this house that are to bless their generation, and you are one of them. The last book. We live in a world that is very libertinian, and people are doing what they like. This book says, let's talk about sex. It looks at the subject of sex from a Bible, biblical, Christian point of view. If you don't know what the Bible says, if you don't understand the subject, you need to get this book. It will bless you. And then the last, of course, is the Bible. The Power of Positive Prayer Bible with 15,000 prayer points in it. It will transform your life in the name of Jesus. So the farmer went and he planted seed. Some fell on by the roadside. Some fell on stony grounds. Some fell among the thorns. The one that fell among the thorns was choked. The one that fell on stony grounds did not bear fruit. The one that fell by the roadside was eaten up by the birds. But the one that fell on good ground yielded 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Don't let the rain distract you this afternoon. This is probably the most important of all my teaching during this conference. Can you believe that? The one that fell in a good ground yielded 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. There are too many Christians who are settling for 30-fold blessing, addition, 60-fold blessing, multiplication. But today I came to teach you about 100-fold blessing. Exponential success. I like everyone in the house to say exponential success. And I want you to hear me. Don't tell them in Europe what you are about to hear this afternoon. People pay 200 euros to hear the teaching. 200 euros to hear the teaching. Those who are on my Wealth Master Class, they are the only ones I have taught. But I'm about to teach it freely. But please don't treat it freely. I want you to receive it as something that will transform your life. I'd like you to say exponential success. Exponential success. So the Bible says that the man who sowed the seed, the one that even fell on good ground, some of them yielded 30-fold. There are many people in church. They hear the same message like you. They sat under the same pastor. But their level of succeeding with the same word is 30-fold. Then there are those who went forward. Their level of success with the same word is 60-fold. That is multiplying. But this afternoon, we are about to teach exponential success. Exponential growth is growing and going beyond incremental success. Every young man, young woman who is listening to me today, you need to hear me with the ear of the Spirit. There is no time There is no time for additional blessing. There is even no time for multiplication. There is time for billionaires to rise in the house. And if you are one of them, I want you to shout, I receive it. Incremental minds focus on something different from exponential success. God has called you to something more than incremental. If you want to wait for incremental blessing, you will have to wait a long time. I came today to speak to someone whose level of growth is going to be beyond incremental. The exponential mind focuses on making it different. In making it different. Breaking through in a way your neighbors have never seen. Mega successful companies operate with exponential mindset. Facebook, Apple, they are not adding. They are not multiplying. They are growing exponentially. Exponentially. Mark Zuckerberg may be a young man, but he deliberately built 8 campuses in the United States of America, where he hired the best brains that come out of the best universities, MIT, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, to come and work for him. All they do is sit down and think of problems to solve. And then they grow. Boom! Ladies and gentlemen, Facebook is not more than 16, 17 years old. Started in 2004. But today it is worth $101 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, Uber is not more than 12 years old. But it is today $72 billion. And let me shock all of you Uber drivers. Uber does not own one car. But they are using over 1 million cars belonging to other people. It started with a man who traveled from California to France. And the taxi disappointed him. And he saw someone with a car and asked if they could take him somewhere and you pay them for the number of hours. That's how he got the idea of Uber. He went back home and started the company. He does not own your car, yet you work for him. Over 1 million cars around the world are working for him. He has never been to Nigeria. He's never been to Ivory Coast. But all those nations are working for him. Now his company is worth $72 billion. It is no longer addition, multiplying. It is exponential. So if you hear me with the ear of the Spirit this afternoon, and you get your spirit ready, that grace will jump on you. You will leave this conference with a new testimony. If you believe it, shout a massive amen. So Facebook, Uber, Apple, they are not looking to increase by addition, by multiplying. They are looking at exponential growth. In the course of my teaching today, at the end of the teaching, I'll give you 8 C. The letter C. 8 C that you need to work on to move from 30-fold to 60-fold and to move beyond 60-fold to the 100-fold exponential level. If you are the one I'm talking to, let your amen be better than everybody else. But you see, the exponential mind requires movement out of your comfort zone. The challenge of the Nigerian young person is that we like our comfort zone. We like where we live. We like to give excuses. We like to blame somebody. We like to address and say, this is the person who caused my problem. And our government is my problem. My parents are my problem. The university I went to is my problem. You cannot experience exponential growth until you step out of your regular zone. If Baba Adeboye did not step out of the regular zone of redeem, he will have remained the 30 churches that he inherited some 40 something years ago. I still remember those days. There were only 30. After Ebute Metta, I don't remember many branches in town. Only one I always remember is when you're on your way to Ibadan, old Ibadan Road, there was one redeemed church in Ogumaki village. And then after that one redeemed in my hometown, my mother's hometown in Ileife. But something happened. Grace came upon the man. He did not see addition. He did not see multiplying. He saw the possibility of exponential growth. He made an announcement. Some people did not get it. But you and I are now witnesses of what he saw. That oil is on this house, and that oil will rest on your life. I said the oil will rest on your business. It will rest on your dream. It will rest on your vision. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Taking advantage of this mind requires thinking in terms of exponential growth. Thinking differently. Because some of you, the conference will be over. I said, that man said we should start a business. You now began a business of repairing phones. You can't have exponential growth repairing one phone at a time. You can't have exponential growth opening one barber shop. You must scale everything you do. If God blesses your hand to start a barber shop and you live in Port Harcourt, there's nothing wrong with having 20 of your shops across Port Harcourt. Let us imagine that your barber shop is called Scissors. So you should have one in line one, Abonima, Diobu, Okrika, in Rumu Krusi, Rumu Masi, Rumu Ola. All the Rumus must have a branch. By the time you now have 10 to 20 barber shops in Port Harcourt, and each one is bringing, they didn't bring much money. They only brought 20,000 naira. 20,000 naira times 20 barber shops is equal to 400,000 naira a day. In 5 days, you have 2 million naira. Just having a barber shop, that is scaling. That is exponential thinking. You took the same name, you are now a brand. You took it to a bar, which is not far away. You started Scissors. You opened 20 branches. You took the same name, you took it to another town. Before you know, you are in Ahoda. You are in Brass. You cross the water. It's the same name. Everybody began to hear. That is exponential thinking. You need to step out of your box. Somebody shout it, step out. If you ever read my book, The Creative Edge, one of the things I taught there is stepping out of the box. The problem with many of us is that we live inside a box, a Nigerian box, a Yoruba box, an Igbo box, a tiny box. It's time for you to step out of that box. It's time for you to do something you've never done before. It's time for you to enter levels you've never entered before. And I'm going to pray with you at the end of my teaching. Somebody will have a testimony. You will have a testimony. To have an exponential mindset requires that you confront ambitious moments that may rise and make exponential decisions. exponential decisions. Begin to announce, like I said the second day, begin to see it. Have a mental picture of where you want to be, what you want to achieve, where you want to go. Then you run with momentum. Momentum is the strength, the force that allows something to continue, to grow stronger, to grow faster as the time passes. You need to have momentum. Momentum. Not open one shop, then you cross your leg and you went and printed so many complimentary cards. I am the managing director of Caesar's Barber Shop, and you have one in Room Ukrusi, one in Room Walla. You can hardly pay your children's school fee. You can hardly feed your family. I came today to push someone to exponential growth. I came today to push somebody to unusual testimony. Finances will see you and connect with you. And when I talk exponential growth, it is applicable in ministry. Those of you in ministry, your story will change. It is applicable to business. Those of you in business, your story will change. It is applicable to your profession. Those of you in a profession, your story will change. Shout amen again. Anything with momentum does not just move, it accelerates. Your only limit is set by yourself. Many of us have set a limit to ourselves. We sleep too much. We never read. We never stretch. We hang around the wrong people. We buy credit on our phone to gossip, not to do business. Not to do business. A fixed mindset holds people back from success. The man sat by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. He had prepared the argument for how to answer people. I've lived a few years on earth, and I've noticed that when people want to justify failure or limited success, they rehearse some answers. They rehearse this several times to themselves. They know how to answer you. Why are you here? I have no man. The angel is too fast. Other people are too fast. My family has gone. I have nobody to help me. And the Bible didn't tell us that he cannot move. He stayed on the spot for 38 years. This morning or this afternoon, somebody listening to me in the four corners of the earth, who is also connected via the internet, if you hear me with the ear of the Spirit, where you are will not hold you down. Europe will not limit you. Africa will not limit you. America will not limit you. Your story will be heard around the world. If you believe it, shout amen with fire. You need to move from incremental planning to exponential thinking. Many of us, all we do is incremental planning. I am this place today. I will just add one more step tomorrow. I don't want anything that will stress me. It is laziness that stresses a man. Success never stresses. Testimonies never come to the man who has not seen exponential breakthrough. I pray for you today that your story will change. Everyone can become wealthy. They just need to look at what others have done. Incremental. Many of us, I said it during my first teaching, all we have is just one source of income. And we do not realize, if you only have one source of income, you have limited your life. You have limited yourself. There is a funnel that water should come through into your bottle, and you only have one river that is filling your funnel, and you are wondering why you are struggling. But when God, Ayalo Kambarol is here, created Adam and Eve, how many rivers did he put in the Garden of Eden? How many? Shout it out loud. Four rivers. So the God of the universe could have given only two people one river. They can't finish it. But he chose to put four rivers in the Garden of Eden. In other words, the level of your current, your currency, determines your abundance. If your river current is only one, your income is only one, you are limited. But God put four rivers, and each of the rivers has a meaning. The first one, Gihon, it means sweet river. God is about to give you sweet income. Sweet income. Shout, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. The second river, Pison, it means free flow. Free flow. There is an abundance. There is a job. There is a business that will bring free flow of favor into your life in the name of Jesus. The third river is called Hiddekel. Hiddekel. This river, Hiddekel, means rapid like an arrow. Rapid like an arrow. There is some source of financial breakthrough that will hit the target for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The last river is called the River Euphrates. The River Euphrates. Euphrates, Phrates, Phares, Euphrasin actually means break. Break. Breakthrough. The last river is the river of breakthrough. There are times Gihon is delivering, but it is not enough. Pison is delivering, but it's not enough. Hiddekel is delivering, but it's not enough. You need a breakthrough river. A river of sudden financial breakthrough. If you are the one receiving it, shout, I receive. These are the four rivers in the Garden of Eden. Adam should have used one river, but God of abundance put four rivers for him as a sign and a shadow, a type and a shadow to you, for you to realize if you rely on one source, it will not be enough to carry out your vision. You need exponential blessing to be able to sponsor the gospel, to be able to carry out assignment, to be able to, when they say they want to build a church in your area, and they said the land is 100 million. For you to be able to call the pastor and say, Pastor, here is a check for 75 million. I will have written 100 million, but I want others to be blessed also. So here is a check for 75 million. Shout, I receive it! I was preaching in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the United States. The pastor of the church gave me a testimony of a member of the church, a billionaire, who called the pastor and said, how much do they spend to organize the Reinhard Bonnke crusade? And the pastor said, I don't know. So this member said, okay, here's a check for $1 million. If it is not enough, they should let me know, I will add more. They were about to come to Oshogbo in Nigeria. The crusade was $750,000. Balance was $250,000. They asked the man, what do we do with the balance? He said, tell them to keep the change for another crusade. The $1 million was no big deal to him. And listen, God is not a respecter of geography. He's not a respecter of nations. The next man to sponsor that kind of crusade is in this place. I said, you are in this place. I repeat, you are in this place. The heavens will lift you up. Many have seen additional wealth added to them. Some have experienced multiplication, but they have never come into exponential possibilities, exponential prosperity. And you just need to do what people did right to experience exponential wealth, to experience exponential blessing. Listen, listen. The first billion is the hardest. After that, others will begin to follow and begin to follow and begin to follow and begin to follow. I pray for you today, the grace to break through into that realm is resting on your life. It is resting on your life. It is resting on your life. However, it is not becoming a billionaire that matters. It is what you become on your way there. So today, number one, make a decision that you really want God to prosper you. I told you yesterday, if I cannot change your mindset, I cannot change what comes into your hand. If the enemy tells you some blessings are too good, too great, too awesome, too big for you, it will not enter your hand. If Satan gives you excuse, you don't go to school, oh, you don't get education, they don't know you, your language is not good, you don't speak English. If you believe that lie, then you'll be limited. One of the wealthiest men in the country of Nigeria is a man who only went primary 3 and then got born again. And because he went to Bible study at the age of 13, the master who was training him said, "You left my shop and went for Bible study," and kicked him out. And said, let Jesus make you a shop owner. And the young man told his master, "You threw me out because of Jesus. I shall come back with my testimony." The young man knelt down before Jesus and said, "Father, I want to be a millionaire before I'm 19. And I want to marry when I'm 20. That young man became a millionaire before he was 19, married at the age of 20, 21. They were looking for those who will start a car company in Nigeria. All the big names applied. And he wrote a special name, his name and his wife's name. They didn't know he was somebody who did not finish more than primary 3. And they gave him license to be a sole importer and assembler of cars in the country of Nigeria. Today his company is worth $800 million. He didn't go past primary 3. He's the owner of Coscharis, that is the representative of Land Rover in Nigeria, representative of Range Rover, and representative of the small car I brought this afternoon. I declare and decree into your life, the God who did it for Cosmas Maduka, he will do it in your life. 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 Somebody say, "Four rivers." Say it again, "Four rivers." Say it again, "Four rivers." And that does not mean you should only have 4 rivers. Let me shock you. Do you know how many rivers Aliko Dangote has? 53. 53 rivers. The richest black man on earth has 53 rivers. He cannot spend all the money. It's no longer about the money you spend. It's now about exponential success. It is now about making impact. There are people of God in this place today. You are young and they don't know you. But I prophesy on this altar today, Nigeria will hear from you. The world will hear from you. Nations will hear from you. Say amen 3 times. It is not becoming a billionaire that matters. It is what you should be before you become. Number one, make decisions that you want to be wealthy. Number two, Let it reflect in your work ethic. 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 You can't work 9 to 5, resume work 8 a.m., close 3 p.m. every day, and build billions. It's not possible. You must realize, you must work 16 hours a day. Those whom you see who are making impact, they work 16 hours a day, not 8 hours. And they are enjoying it. One time I met a woman who is a teacher. I said, what do you do? She said, she's a teacher. I said, do you like your job? She said, I like it too. I just be close and go home and sleep. A little sleep. A little slumber. And poverty will overtake you like a bandito. It is not becoming a billionaire that matters. It is what you become on the way. The frugal days of being generous will come in your life. From the frugal days, even in those days, you should become generous. Give to somebody. Sow seed. 87% of those you see in Nigeria today who have wealth, nobody left money for them. No family left wealth for them. I pray for you. Wealth is coming to your house. I'm tearing the cloth of lack from your life. I'm tearing the cloth of poverty from your life. You are changing location from today. Shout amen like fire. What is exponential success? What? Exponential success. Listen, your ability level is very fluid and variable, but it can be influenced by hard work. If you decide, when this convention is over, I don't want to remain the way I used to be. I want to now be a new person. I want to really prosper. I want to change. I want to handle wealth. There are 8 things you will need to do. The first one is called C for clarity. 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 Be clear on what you want. What do you want in life? What do you want to become? Clarity. Be clear on where you are going. Some people don't know where they are going. Today they are up. Tomorrow they are down. Be clear on where you are going. Be also clear on what is your product. Where is the problem you are solving? Where is the problem you are solving? Oyinbo man, come Nigeria. Come make us become civil servants. So we just queue in civil service. That is the problem of our nation. Out of 36 states, forgive me to say this, but it is the truth. This is a very controversial statement, but it is the truth. If Nigerian states were businesses, only 5 would still be in business. 31 will have been bankrupt because they have borrowed money more than they have income. So how can you brag, I am the executive governor of a bankrupt economy? 31 don't have money. They don't. They are broke. They are borrowing. In fact, no business can survive if it keeps borrowing. Only about five states have enough. So they can't experience exponential success. And in fact, some of us don't even realize they have spent the money of 5 generations to come. 5 generations. All the argument about VAT is because if everyone keep the VAT in their state, governor no go see money pay. So they have to take it from those that are prosperous to give those that are bankrupt. But I came today to ask you, what problem are you solving? I lay hand on somebody right now. the ideas, the dreams, the vision that will make you a testimony. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout clarity. You must be clear on what you want. Clear on where you are going. Clear on what problem you are solving. Clear on who is going to buy from me. Who am I serving? If you sell food, who wants your food? If you cut hair, who wants your style? Who wants your work? If you are selling clothes, who wants the clothes? Everybody is into fashion designing. Hungry stomach, no, they wear fashion. Solve problems. You must be clear on what you want for your future, your company, your children, your family. You must be clear on your goal in life. I ask you, young man, today you are 30. Where will you be when you are 40? What are you doing to get there? Where will you be when you are 50? Young lady, what's your goal? Why do you want to marry that young man? Because he handsome? Because he fine? Fine, no, they put food on the table. Fine, no, they provide food. Fine, no, they solve problem. When poverty come like this, fine go disappear. First, when fine go war. When poverty come, I'm telling you. ...85% of domestic problem is centered around money. 85% of domestic problem is centered around money. Listen! I was going to say you are lucky. You are not lucky. You are blessed for this conference. 99% of Nigerian youth outside, nobody is teaching them what you are hearing in this conference. Nobody gave them this opportunity. So put your hands together for the organizers. Appreciate them. Come on. That's why some people think the answer is Yahoo Yahoo or banditry. Anything you get in a haste, you will waste. Whatever comes in haste will be a waste. It came in haste. It will be a waste. The man whom you made to cry, the woman from whom you took, she removed her clothes and in her nakedness, she cursed your future. What do you think you will become? Or the man who said he's a bandit, grabbing people and demanding money. They think it will be free. Heaven will fight them. Your amen is very weak. You must be clear on your goal, on your vision. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? You must be clear on your aspirations. Somebody shout clarity. I'm going to stay long on the first C out of 8. Then you must not only be clear, decide what you want. Write it down. Set a deadline. Tell yourself, that Pastor Matthew said before I am 40, I can become a billionaire. Let me write down 10 problems I can solve in Nigeria. And you write it down. And you begin to look for a solution. I declare today in the name that is above all names, heaven will give you answers. 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 Shout amen like fire. After you write down your goal, you begin to do something every day that is taking you towards that goal. Every day, something to take you towards the goal. Every day, something to take you towards the goal. Don't ever get angry with anybody who have offended you. Turn their anger. Turn what they did to you to a blessing. When I was a teenager, They use me to sell. I sell bread, sell this, sell that, saute. I knew how to do mathematics without writing it down. So when I grew up, I didn't know they were teaching me the anointing of being a business person. So when I was a bachelor pastor in this Lagos, and my salary, Pastor Belema, my salary was 50 naira a month. In Foursquare, when I resumed in 1976, my salary was 50 naira. Even that time, a small money, oh, not be big one. Oh. So when I know things say 50 naira, I want big money. Oh. Even that time, sir, now poor man money. Next year, they promoted me. They changed my salary to 65 naira. By the time I was getting married, 4 years or 5 years after resuming full-time ministry, my salary was 100 naira. 100, oh, hey, again, 100 naira, oh. But Pastor Belema, every year, I will not spend my money. I'll eat small food. I'll gather the money. During my holiday, as a bachelor pastor, I'll fly to Europe. I'll go and buy musical instruments. I'll bring it to Nigeria. I'll put it in a bookshop belonging to Ebenezer Obey in Shipe Olu. They'll sell my musical instruments. With that, I bought the first plot of land. And at 27 as a bachelor, I built my first house. Many who are singing today, I wanna be a billionaire. It's just to show off. You know? They want to drive. They just want to drive Bugatti. They want to drive Ferrari. At 100 naira salary, that time, $1 was 70 kobo. 65, 70 kobo. I'll buy a musical instrument and bring. Buy a musical instrument and bring. God saw my heart. He changed my level. When I now was in England, nobody was bringing Christian books to Nigeria. Because the government of Abacha stroke Babangida made foreign exchange to be known as RNG. You couldn't bring foreign exchange. But I lived in Europe. So all my income, all my salary, I began to bring Christian books. I became the largest distributor of Christian books in Nigeria, representing 30 publishing companies. I was the Nigerian representative, Kenneth Hagin, Harrison House, Destiny Image. 30 publishing houses, incremental to exponential. By the time I knew, we had profit. I didn't know what to do with the profit. You can't take it out. So I came to Mowe and bought 900 acres. We bought 1 acre, 100,000. We're now selling it 15 million naira. Emma say ha. Enyoluwa logo. Are you ready for this teaching? I said, are you ready? So number one is what? Number one is what? Number one is what? Number two, you raise your competence. Your competence. Your competence. In civil service, they don't expect my dad and my mom to raise their competence. The little they studied, they just be doing little internal courses. No competence level raised. You want to experience exponential growth? Change your competence. Ayalo Mbreli Saliramuja. Become one of the 10% highest in your profession. 10% best. 10% highest. 10% best. 10% highest. 10% best. 10% highest. When they are thinking of accountants in Nigeria, let them think of you. When they are thinking of anyone in that business, let them think of you. When they are thinking of an importer in Nigeria concerning that, let them think of you. I pray for people in this house. This teaching will change your life. Your story will change. Your dream will become reality. Your expectation will become reality. Shout amen with fire. Shout amen with fire. But you can only be 10% when you are obsessed with excellence. Don't do anything badly. Do it excellent. If you are the one arranging flowers here, shock us every year. Make it the best. If you are the one providing sound, make it the best. Let people begin to hear about you. You only get what you deserve. Competence. Raise your level. When you raise your level, you determine your income. When you raise your level, you determine your income. When you raise your level, you determine your income. Do you know there are event planners of 50,000 naira? At the same event, there's another event planner of 500,000 naira. The same event, there's another event planner of the same event of 5 million naira. The same event, there's an event planner of 15 million naira, depending on how you have raised your competence level. Something is changing from today. I said something is changing from today. Number three, find your concentration. Concentration. I'd like you to say concentration. I will not talk anymore. Concentration. Find your focus. Focus, focus, focus. A broken focus is the beginning of accident. When your focus is bad, your vision will be bad. The camera I'm looking at, if the man messes up the focus now, my face will look fuzzy. My face will look jagged. But because the focus is sharp, my face is sharp. Same thing. When your focus is wrong, your concentration is wrong, you'll be distracted. Stop the distraction. There are some friends who are no longer your friends. Just as you have been unfriending people on Facebook, unfriend them. Unfriend them. Shut down your phone also. Shut your phone. Shut your phone. Close down your phone. It isn't every call that you have to pick. It's not every text you have to answer. It's not everyone you have to respond to. Shut your phone down. Every minute, you're on this one. You buy credit. Every minute, you're on Instagram. You're on LinkedIn. You're on Facebook. You're on YouTube. You're everywhere. The one where no concern you. They talk about YouTube will jump inside. You're abusing people. Foolish man. You shouldn't have said that. What's your own? What did it add to your life? Somebody scream concentration. One of the greatest blessings of this generation is social media and digitals. But it's also the greatest curse. The greatest blessing, I just taught it last Saturday to those people who pay to be on my platform. How to sell through digital platforms. They are replacing regular advertising. All the billboard along this road. No be man way travel here, go see him. But when it's on digital, everybody sees it. Use your phone, use your Facebook to market your business. Put $5, $20 behind your barber shop, your Caesar's barber shop in the whole of Port Harcourt. Everybody will see it. Digital is going to become the biggest. Television is going to disappear into your phone. But for the moment, stay off it. Concentration. Concentration. Get yourself prepared. Get yourself prepared. Concentrate on the major things. Make the main thing the main thing. Make the main thing the main thing. Make the main thing the main thing. Be so disciplined that you stay with your goal. They told me I have 30 minutes more before I came to teach. I was finishing my message for Sunday. Because I'm taking on a very difficult subject from Sunday. I'm teaching on why I believe. People run away from it. I'm about to teach Europe why I believe there is a God. Some scientists will tune in on Sunday. They want to see what I say. So I couldn't waste the time sitting there. Concentrate. Number four. Constraint. Constraint. What is constraint? A constraint is anything that is hindering you. A constraint is anything that is limiting you. A constraint is anything that is blocking your exponential success. A constraint is anything that is your roadblock. To travel from here to Lekki, where I live, is only 1 hour or sometimes less. But there's traffic constraints. So it took us 3.5 hours to get here the first day. It took us 3 hours to get here yesterday. Today the constraint was limited. It took us 2 hours. Constraint! Some of us, we are the ones who went and wrote to problem. People who are not adding to your life. Everybody in your life is an arithmetic. They are either addition, multiplication, or minus and division. You've got to remove some people. Try to change all your constraints for your exponential success. Part of your constraints are gold diggers. Somebody scream, gold diggers! Gold diggers are that lady you are giving money. That man you are giving money. Single lady, don't sponsor love. Don't sponsor love. The guy won't marry you, say, he no get money, make you buy him car, make you buy him this, make you pay him rent. And because you don't take, you never marry, you come buy him car, you pay him rent. Constraint. Listen. And some of us, our family members are our constraint. Let me say something controversial and then I'll step into my car and go home. In the whole world, apart from Jesus, whom you should give and worship with what you have and sow into the life of your man of God, the only responsibility you have are your parents. Not your brother. Not your sister. Not your cousin. Not all your village people where they call you brother because you get money. You don't get money, they go say, who be you? Many of us are broke because we are carrying burdens that Jesus did not give us. Number five. Are you getting something? I said, are you getting something? Number five, continuous learning. Continuous learning. Continuous learning. You cannot grow exponentially if your reference point is old information. Put your whole heart in. You need to change what you know. David said, I have loved your word. Jeremiah said, I have loved your word more than my necessary food. Paul said, when you are coming, bring the books. I don't know who told you that Christianity makes people to be bereft of information. Any area where you don't know much, you don't do much. You've got to know that you must change your mind for exponential growth. 60 to 90 minutes every day reading something. Warren Buffett, one of the greatest, wealthiest men on earth, all he does is buy stocks and shares. He reads 3 to 5 hours every day. And he's 85 years old. Cut down your listening to radio. All those music you know by head. Cut down all those rubbish CDs. Flood your mind with ideas. And God will begin to show you the problem to solve. Number 6. What was number 1? What was number 1? What was number 2? What was number 3? Number 4? Number 5? Continuous learning. Number 6, you must have a commitment. 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 A commitment to achieve. A commitment to succeed. A commitment to your business. Listen. Don't start the business. 9 a.m. is when you say you'll be opening. Today you open 9 a.m. Tomorrow you open 9:30. Another day you open 11. Another day you open 12 midnight. Another day you open 6 p.m. One guy in London, near the house I used to live, in an area of London called Stratford. I long moved away from there. He opened a Christian bookshop. He called it Anointed Christian Bookshop. Was selling Christian books. He said, you'll be opening 9 a.m. One day you open 9. Another 9:30. Another 11. Another day 9. Another day 10:30. Because he was inconsistent, the bookshop closed. The devil did not close his bookshop. He closed it by himself. I pray for somebody here today. Fresh oil is resting on your life. Your story is changing. Your dream will become reality. Shout a massive amen. Number 7. The courage. The courage to begin. The courage to face failure. Because failure may come. Some things may not sell. But it does not mean that God did not call you to do business. Some things may not go well. I told you I used to be the one. Everybody bought books from me, Pastor Bilema. Everybody. I was the supplier. I represented 30 publishing houses. 30 publishing houses. Everybody bought from my company, Matheson Media. But there were failures. There were funny staff who carried away our books, who stole our books. There were Christians who did not pay us, but it did not stop us. From that business, God prospered my hand. Courage to start all over again. Courage to persist. Courage to keep going. Courage to never give up. Number 8, and that's where I will close today. Compound. Compound your success. Compound your success. How do you compound your success? Define your key goals. Define where you are going. Define what you want to achieve. Define what you want to become. Make sure you define what you want to become. And then multiply it by 10. Multiply your dream by 10. Multiply your vision by 10. Multiply what you want to achieve by 10. Exponential. Make sure you make up your mind that you really want to succeed. You want to achieve. You want to break all levels. You want to enter new dimensions. From today, I pray for you that God will increase you beyond your own imagination. Favor will rest on your life. Abundance will follow you. The kind of blessing you've never seen will become your portion. It will become your story. It will become your testimony. In the name of Jesus, When I say compound your success, you must 10x everything. 10x everything. Times 10 your dreams. Times 10 your vision. Times 10 your commitment. Times 10 your prayer. Times 10 your desire. Times 10 your vision. Times 10 your result. Don't wait. Tell yourself, whatever I have achieved, I must 10x it. I must 10x the dream I have. I must 10x the vision I have. I must 10x the breakthrough I want. I must 10x the dream I have. The assignment, the blessing I want to see in my life. The Bible says, the seed the man sowed brought 100-fold return. As Isaac sowed in the land the same year, and the man had 100-fold return. He succeeded. He went forward. He prospered until he became very prosperous. And until the Philistines began to envy him. 10x your dream. 10x your vision. 10x your ideas. God gave you an idea. God gave you a dream. God gave you a company. 10 times what you have seen. 10 times what you have known. 10 times what you can see. 10 times what you have known. From today, your story will change. I pray again for you that your story will change. Somebody is in this meeting. Something unusual is happening in your life. The place you've never reached, God is taking you there. You will enter the level of exponential success, exponential abundance, exponential breakthrough, exponential testimony. In the name of Jesus, God will compound the favor in your hand. God will compound the blessing in your hand. God will compound your customers. You are going from lesser to greater. You are going from smaller to bigger. The problem you will solve that will change your story, God will open your eyes to see it. I said, God will open your eyes to see it. You will generate exponential growth. From today, you are going from mindset to mind growth. From mindset to mind growth. From mindset to mind growth. Your weakness will not hold you down. Failure of yesterday will not hold you down. Heaven will strengthen you. God will give you grace. Abundance will follow the works you do. Every dream and aspiration of your heart will become the reality of your life. Testimonies will follow you. The place where you have known failure before, as you go back there, God will turn your story around. God will turn your story around. God will turn your case around. God will turn your story around. God will turn your case around. God will turn your case around. God will turn your story around. I tear the rag of limitation off your life. You will not just have incremental success. You will have exponential success. Exponential testimony. Exponential favor. Exponential lifting. Businesses of the East will come to you. The favor of the West will look for you. The abundance of the North will come to you. The abundance of the South will come to you. The Bible says, an usher shall dip his feet in oil. From today, you will dip your feet in oil. You will dip your feet in increase. You will dip your feet in abundance. You will dip your feet in oil. Some of you have some little business, little idea right now. But the God who compounds, He will compound your success. Look at me, look at me. Albert Einstein said one of the greatest secrets of life is the secret of compounding. I teach my people how to compound, the people on my platform. You can check it on MatthewAshimolowo.com. I teach them how to compound. Because the best way to increase wealth is to compound it. Look what I told you. I bought the land, 150,000. And now we're selling it, 15 million. And I didn't do anything. The thing just compounded. Ah! The oil of compounded breakthrough shall rest on your household. The oil of compounded testimony shall rest on your life. It 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 shall rest on your life. Don't tell me things are hard. It was during a hard time that Isaac had compounded 10x breakthrough. And Isaac sowed in the land in the same year. And he had a 100-fold return. I lay hand on you today. That's why the challenges in our world and the battle in Nigeria, receive the anointing for compounded success. Receive the anointing for compounded favor. Receive the grace for compounded blessing. Receive the grace for compounded turnaround. From today, your story is changing. Your story is changing. Your story is changing. Tomorrow, the people on my platform, the Wealth Academy, I'll be teaching them how to start a company and run it to success. If you don't have a company, because you see, too much to teach. Deuteronomy 28, verse 5 to 12, says God will bless the work of your hand, your basket, and your storehouse. But you see, many of us, the only thing we've been presenting to God is work of hand. There is still basket, and then there's storehouse. Basket, work of hand is salary. Basket is small business. Storehouse is when you begin to hire 50 people and above. How many are ready for that level? Deuteronomy 28, from verse 5 to 12. 99% of the church, they're just receiving work of hand. Work of hand. Work of hand. Salary. There is a basket. But then there's beyond basket, exponential, storehouse. Lift both hands. As you have lifted those hands, they represent the companies you are going to start. They represent the favor that will come to your life. They represent the breakthrough you will receive. Exponential success in your business, in your finances, in your marriage, in your ministry. Exponential success. Exponential success. Exponential success. Who no see you, go see you. Who no hear you, go hear you. Who no know you, go know you. Who no see you, go see you. Hear you, go hear you. Who no know you before, go know you. The world will hear from you. The world will hear from you. The world will hear from you. exponential success is coming to your house. It is coming to your life. It is coming to your house. It is coming to your life. This will be your conference of turnaround. This will be your conference of a turnaround. This will be your conference of a turnaround. Go ahead, give the Lord the biggest praise. Give Him the biggest praise. Give Him the glory. Give Him the glory. Something is shifting. 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 Something is shifting in the realm of the Spirit. In the Bible, two times the word floodgate was used. Malachi 3:10 does not say windows in Hebrew. It says floodgate. Do this and see if I will not open for you the floodgates. In Nigeria, we don't have floodgate. We have it in London. I live in the eastern part of London, and it is below sea level. So because the sea can flood East London, they spent £85 million to make a flood gate to lock out the sea, so that when it is rising, they lock it out. But God is saying to you today, instead of locking out it, the sea, I'm going to open the floodgates. I'm going to flood your life. I'm going to flood you with favor. Flood you with blessing. Flood you with testimony. Flood you with breakthrough. How many are ready for exponential success here? And when you start that company, too many things in my head, but I need to tell you this. Don't give your company a Christian name. We call that segmentation. Don't segment your company. Don't call it Hallelujah Bread. Don't call it Anointed Rice. Don't call your barbershop Shalom Barbershop. Muslim no go go, and you need their money. Have you not need their money? Christians, please stop. Stop calling your shop Koinonia Bread. We know say you know Greek. Please give it a name. In marketing, we call it segmentation. You need to do segmentation. You need to target some people. But don't let some people carry their money away. Don't start an estate and call the estate. Zion Estate. Look for another name. Look outside, there's green leaf bread. Look outside, that Red Akalifa Babas. Please, something is changing in this house. You are leaving this conference with anointing for exponential success. Hallelujah.
we are here.